Hi there, it's Monday, December 7th, and that means two things. One, the holidays are just around the corner. Waiting, watching, planning. Are you ready? And it's time for the Lighting Industry News Brief, brought to you by Keystone Technologies and their X-Fit outdoor fixtures. These broad range, super great floodlights, three types of wall packs, traditional, full cutoff, low profile, small ones. All of them come with color selectables right on the chip. Set it at the location on the day, saves you three SKUs per unit. And these are all compatible with a number of sensors and mounting accessories to make this super easy for you. That's KeystoneTech.com or the link in the description. Thank you very much. And Samsung is backing away from UVC. They had planned to include units in quite a number of appliances, but have now reduced that to one per product line. Quantidose cards can test for UVC sterilizers. These are little credit card-sized devices that you just leave under it, and it lets you know if UVC is actually coming out of it. Handy little portable dosimeters. Leducation reschedules. This in-person event will happen in August, while the March event will still take place virtually. The DOE, is offering grants for Smart City, $65 million for project funding available right now. Strategies in Light, also going to be in August, in this case, also with virtual elements. Osram's CEO and chairman will be leaving their positions in February. They will be replaced by executives from AMS. At Get a Grip on Lighting, episode 164 features Adam Lillian and Brian Steverson, one of UL, one of the GSA, and talking about their work with the Lighting Research Center, creating better systems for government buildings all around the world. A PNNL study shows that the energy impacts of circadian lighting could double energy use. And Lighting Quotient has acquired Electric, a lighting manufacturer, has bought a architectural lighting company. MLS, this is a Chinese manufacturer, will stop making LED packages and start making, well, the whole package, finished lighting products from them. Osram Sylvania is suing LEDvance. This is a trademark dispute over the brand name in online storefronts. It's going to court right now. MC is suing Nordion over unpaid terms for financial advice. And Kennel and Clearview have settled their case over disinfection. Clearview will end sales of any disinfection tech right now. The AEA is presenting on UVC lighting. You can get the webinar on demand. An IES webinar coming up is on applications of dynamic lighting that aren't strictly conventional. And that'll run on the 17th. James 2 will be speaking at LD Micro main event conference on the 15th. In predictions, home automation is going to hit $63 million by 2025. Lighting as service will grow by 45% over the next 5 years. And global LED market share will grow by 16%. In rep agencies, Zycato is working with smart building projects in the UK. And GenLED will partner with City Lighting in New York. That's the state. Signify's Rahul Shira was interviewed on Tunable White. Peter Nolte on heat paths in LED retrofit lamps. Jürgen Honold on biomodulation in human-centric lighting. That's a thing to read. NLB Roundtable on plants having feelings and other horticultural thoughts. Acuity's Adrian Cash on the future of retail. And Monash Yu's Sean Keynes and Andrew Phillips on the value of darkness. All these things you can read or listen to, and I recommend them. A project to recover gallium from LEDs is being led by six companies in the UK. They're going to start with solvents. Caltech's photocatalytic deodorizer also works on viruses. This is Caltech with a K, which means they're from Osaka. And they tested their deodorizers on airborne coronaviruses and turned out they're effective. 24 more Australian mammals also glow under UV light. After last week, the Western Australian Museum, well, pointed some UV black lights at wombats, echidnas, bandicoots, bilbies, bats, and other things. What don't we know about Australia? Why does everything glow? In local news, Lysol Greece is adding 28 solar-powered streetlights. Fort Worth, Texas is going to consider a lights-out policy similar to other Texan towns about migration safety. Greensboro, North Carolina is adding 12 new streetlights to underserved neighborhoods. And Red Deer, Alberta streetlights are allegedly too bright. In Projects, Hacks, and Oddities, YouTuber Tech Connections explains the oddity of bubble lights. These are holiday decorations you might remember. And in People News, G&G Industrial hires Patrick A. Geldinger as Director of Business Development. Electric Lighting Agency appoints Brian LeBay as to their ownership board. And Maria Mullen is now the CEO of Hubbardton Forge. And that's it. I've been Scott Wachter. This has been the Lighting Industry News Brief. Join Nailed, get associated, get educated. LS Evolve is live right now. And until next week, enjoy the music. Enjoy your time. Have a good one.